Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for February 15th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Sources tell the Washington Post that Facebook and the Federal Trade Commission are in negotiations over a multi-billion-dollar fine to settle an investigation into the company's privacy practices. The negotiations stem from the FTC's investigation into the improper access of Facebook user data by Cambridge Analytica back in March. Part of the FTC's investigation is whether Facebook violated a 2011 agreement with the FTC to improve its privacy practices and included a provision to notify users in the event of sharing data with third parties. The amount of the fine remains to be settled, but seems like it will dwarf the FTC's previous largest fine against a tech company, a $22.5 million fine against Google in 2012. Any negotiated fine will need to be approved by a federal judge. JP Morgan has created its own blockchain-based cryptocurrency to help settle payments between clients of its wholesale payments business. JP Morgan hopes it can reduce risk and enable instant transfers. JPM coins will each be worth $1, so-called stable coins, and will only be available to the company's retail customers to be used with each other on JP Morgan's Quorum blockchain. Customers must be approved by regulators to use Quorum in order to avoid money laundering. All blockchain nodes on Quorum are operated by JP Morgan. Executives from HSBC told Reuters that it has reduced the cost of settling foreign exchange trades thanks to FX Everywhere, a blockchain-based system. The system handles between 3,500 and 5,000 trades a day, processing $250 billion in trades since February 2018. FX Everywhere coordinates payments across HSBC's Americas, Europe, and Asia-Pacific trading hubs, showing real-time exposure across multiple balance sheets. The company hopes to offer the service to corporate customers with complex cross-border trades. Wired's Tom Simonite reports that OpenAI, founded by Elon Musk and Sam Altman in order to give away any new AI discoveries, has developed something they don't feel safe giving away. The system was designed to learn patterns of language and scores better on reading comprehension tests than any other automated system. But it's the ability of the system to generate text that feels real that has OpenAI concerned. A research paper was published, but not the full model or training data. Google has also put constraints on sharing AI research over fears of misuse. Samsung announced plans to open its first retail locations in the U.S. Three Samsung Experience stores will open February 20th in Los Angeles, New York, and Houston, offering phones, tablets, wearables, TVs, and smart home devices for sale. Samsung has previously had pop-up retail locations, mini shops and Best Buy locations, and showrooms in the U.S. The stores will also offer customer support, including walk-in repairs for smartphones. One of the things that may be on sale in one of those locations is the newly announced Galaxy Tab S5e, a 10.5-inch Android tablet. The S5e comes with a 2560 by 1600 Super AMOLED screen, a Snapdragon 670 processor, 64GB of internal storage with a micro SD card slot, and 4GB of RAM. The tablet is 5.5mm thick and weighs in at 400 grams while offering an 81.8% screen to body ratio. The Tab S5e ships with Android Pie and Bixby 2.0, although it does lack S Pen support. It'll be available in Q2 2019 for $399. In other Samsung news, an update to Samsung's Galaxy Wearable app on Android appears to have leaked several upcoming products from the company. The front page of the app lists a 40mm Galaxy Watch Active smartwatch, the Galaxy Fit and Galaxy Fit E fitness trackers, and the wireless earbuds creatively named the Galaxy Buds. Presumably, these will be announced at Samsung's Galaxy S10 event on February 20th. Nvidia reported it earned 80 cents per share in Q4 on revenue of $2.21 billion. Analysts had expected earnings per share of 75 cents on revenue of a paltry $2.20 billion. Though it beat analysts' expectations on revenue, compared to last year, quarterly revenue was down 24% and operating income decreased 73%, all while operating expenses increased 25%. In their press release, Nvidia blamed excessive post-crypto boom channel inventory and a pause in purchasing from public cloud providers for the decline in revenue. And finally, Canalys reports that 32% of smartphone shipments in Europe in 2018 were from Chinese manufacturers, mostly from Huawei. Samsung finished the year on top in Europe with 28.7% of the market, down 1% over 2017. Apple was second with 26% of the market, down 5.1%. Huawei stormed into third with 23.6%, up 55.7%. Xiaomi rose 62% to take in the fourth spot at 6% of the market, and HMD Global, aka whoever is selling Nokia, had 2.4% of the market, good for fifth. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.